Jimmy Carter, in some respects, was a political accident. He probably would have never been elected had not Richard Nixon had all of the scandal related to Watergate. So suddenly he ascends from the governorship of Georgia, becomes the president, and then a lot of bad things happened, frankly, related to his presidency. He had inflation, he had the Iran crisis, he had a lot of things going on, but he did have a lot of things that also went positively. He also negotiated the Middle East peace accords, and that was something that nobody really predicted, especially from a governor of Georgia. He was, remember, criticized for running for president and not really having any foreign policy chops. So he got Menachem Begin, he got Anwar Sadat together. And so I think there is looking back on his presidency, I think a lot of people thinking that he was a very weak president, he was not a very good president, but now there is a reassessment of him as a president in the White House.
And some lesser known facts about the former president that you could share.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but when he was just trying to get a grassroots campaign together in the mid-70s and early 70s, he was somebody who just obviously had to raise a lot of money all of a sudden, and he was coming out of nowhere. And what a lot of people don't know is he actually affiliated himself with rock and roll bands, which is not really something you think about with Jimmy Carter. He was a guy who came through the Navy. He was, in some respects, fairly conservative as far as a Democrat goes, but he had a lot of fundraisers with Leonard Skinner, with the Allman Brothers, and he just was able to raise all of this money. And then a lot of people were getting behind him and they thought, well, you know what, we'll give him a shot because we don't think Richard Nixon is the right guy and we've got to move on beyond that. So that was kind of a fascinating thing that I found about his campaign back in the 1970s.
He went viral before we even knew what going viral meant. Is really
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then he really became viral after he was president. And a lot of has been made about this. But the fact that is that he is really one of the most respected ex-presidents, which is kind of a, you know, it's a plus or minus kind of thing. But he is somebody who really everybody, whether they're Democrat or Republican, I think a lot of them look at this person who is somebody who has dedicated himself to people who needed housing, for people who a variety of issues needed help. And he and his wife, Rosalynn Carter, who is also now deceased, really pushed themselves to help a lot of people across the country that really were in need. And this is something that is something that I think a lot of people don't really understand until now that he is finally, unfortunately, gone from us 100 years ago. Amazing.